A 5-time space shuttle astronaut is now a convicted felon. James Halsell stood before a Tuscaloosa County judge and pleaded guilty to 2 counts of manslaughter in the 2016 traffic crash that killed 2 young girls. APR has been following the case from the beginning. It was a shock to observers of the space program and a long wait for justice for the victim's family.
For me and my family, we're just tired.
Latrice Parler is the mother of Jayla Parler and Naomi James.
It's been a long 5 years. And we just really want to rest a little bit.
Parler was in the same car as Jayla and Naomi when prosecutors say James Halsell rammed his vehicle into the back of theirs at 100 miles per hour. One of the sisters died instantly. The other was pronounced dead at a local hospital. Latrice Parler read from a prepared statement in court. In the hallway after the hearing, she talked about the message behind it.
I want the world to know that my daughters were amazing, beautiful, smart, strong little girls that could have been anything in this world if they had the opportunity to grow up. But that was taken from me and all of everyone else in this world. And I miss them.
Parler says either of her girls could even have been an astronaut, like the man who pleaded guilty in their deaths back in June of 2016.
We are learning new details in another deadly accident. This one claimed the lives of 2 children in Tuscaloosa County. ABC 3340 is working to learn when...
For 24 hours, local media outlets apparently didn't know what they had. The crash was reported in newspapers and on local TV news shows, but it took time before reporters learned the prime suspect in this case had been to space 5 times.
Over on the far right in the line here is Lieutenant Colonel Jim Halsell. He's the pilot for this mission. Experience flew on STS-65.
For observers of the U.S. space program, today's guilty plea stands in sharp contrast to James Halsell's career as a veteran space shuttle commander at NASA.
Thanks a lot. My pleasure to be here. And as Ken said, we're happy with the weather today.
This was one of a number of times he took questions from reporters before a space mission. It was 1995, and Halsell was preparing to fly as co-pilot of Space Shuttle Atlantis to the Russian space station Mir. My last one-on-one interview with him was 5 years later.
This one's for the video.
Got it.
Just for you?
Yeah.
He's wired. That one's just for the tape deck.
So I don't have to back and forth on?
Yeah, I've got just on this one.
Terrific, okay.
It was the year 2000, and I was getting mic'd up for a chat in an unusual location. Halsell and I were both inside the cockpit of Space Shuttle Atlantis.
It's smaller in here than you think.
Yeah, it is. When we do press conferences in space, we all jam up in this corner right here, and we put the camera in the very far corner. So that, plus the fact that we use a wide-angle lens, makes it look a lot roomier than it really is, as you can see from being in here yourself.
Halsell was crouched in one spot of Atlantis's cramped cockpit, and I was sitting across from him. We were both in white coveralls and caps, nicknamed bunny suits at NASA. I was one of a dozen space journalists invited to crawl inside the spacecraft to interview Halsell. The star of the show wasn't the astronaut, but rather the space shuttle's dashboard.
The shuttle design was frozen somewhat back in the 70s and the 80s. And we have kind of lived with that frozen situation until now. Now we're starting to do the improvements, which in the interview...
Atlantis had just got an expensive upgrade. The outdated mechanical buttons, dials, and gauges were all gone. In their place was what's called a glass cockpit. It's a collection of small computer screens that feature the same instruments.
It is truly not possible, in my opinion, to fly this airplane on ascent by looking out the window. You need to concentrate on the information that's being presented here. This is where you're going to first become aware of any problems and therefore any corrective actions that you need to make. So you have a tendency to focus completely on the screens and on the instruments, and it's not until after the main engines have shut off. The pilot has a few important duties right after that, but then there's a breathing spell of a few minutes.
All of that didn't change what happened involving Halsell 16 years later.
State troopers arrested a former astronaut after killing 2 girls in a car crash yesterday morning. WVUA 23's Jack Royer has the story.
The median along Highway 82 East is littered with shards of glass, vehicle debris, and the markings of an ongoing investigation into a double fatal crash that claimed the lives of 2 sisters. Charged with both murders, veteran astronaut...
Before sentencing, both the district attorney and the defense brought up Halsell's long career at NASA. Prosecutors say Halsell's experience should have prevented him from drinking wine and taking prescription sleeping pills before getting behind the wheel in 2016. The defense talked about how Halsell handled the space shuttle during an emergency landing. For Latrice Parler was how Halsell's attorneys described his public service with children that was too much to take.
because I've listened to a lot of credentials he had in there, but the main one was, for me, he murdered my daughters. He took away our lives, and we really wanted justice for this. It might have been lawful, but it wasn't justice.
Hallsell's two manslaughter counts carried a possible sentence of up to 20 years each. The two DUI assault charges could have added another 10 years on top of that. In the end, the judge gave the astronaut what in legal terms is called a 20-split-4. That means he'll spend 4 years behind bars. Pat Duggins, APR News, at the Tuscaloosa County Courthouse.